Okay, so we're holding here by a Rabbeinu Bechaya that speaks about the different madregas of Nevuah, page 1199. This is going on the pasuk to Mech V'rech Lish Chasidecha. He's trying to explain what Urim V'Tumim is as opposed to Nevuah. Baskol Urim V'Tumim, Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah, four madregas in Nevuah. They all, there's a hierarchy, one being above the other. I'll explain to you these four madregas. Harishainas Baskol. There's a side why it's called a Baskol, not a Benkol. By the way, in Shuvah Sarif, I think it's the first or second Shuvah Sarif, also speaks about why is it called Baskol, not Benkol. V'chein, b'meh sh'omru zeh bona av, v'chein b'yin av m'shnei k'suvim. L'omru zeh bona em o b'yin em. There's a reason why it's called a b'yin av. V'chein b'meh sh'omru oid yesh em l'mikro m'sayr z'am yesh av. K'akol nema b'ashkoch m'chuvenet chokh m'yaseyra, v'chokh m'ha emes. She called the v'rem yisod ane chokh m'ha. So this Messiah is about what we refer to as an Av, and what we refer to as an Aim is a Messiah's Misinai. Ubir inyan. Ki binyan av lo niska b'shum mokim ha-Talmud. El al posuk mipsuk et Torah shebiksav. Binyan av refers to Torah shebiksav. V'im kein roi lem laski l'loshan av lo mezebo na'av binyan av. He called Pasuk and Pasuk binyan ha'av is Allah Shema na Torah b'yotach. Open up. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a, so he says that any, on Torah shebiksav ya binyan av. Let's explain a little bit outside first. The concept of binyan av, you know, what he means over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us in two broad ways. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct mashpia. And in that sense, it's like a father. A father is Mazriya Zera, the father is the mashpia. And Torah Shebiksav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood and poured out Torah to us. He told us this. Then there's like a mother. A mother allows the child to develop. So the mother's providing an environment within which the child is developing. So it's a hashpah of a very different type. Let's compare it to Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is boom, 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 boom. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Ela dvarim asher diber, vaydav Hashem lo yishaleimor, vayel Hashem lahar, and so on. Torah Shebiksav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to develop Torah to its fullest. So nominally we're doing it, but we're doing it from that. It's the same way like in a family relationship. A father sort of teaches very directly. A mother sort of coddles the child and tries to bring out from the child and so on. That's not aim. In Torah Shebaal Peh, it's called an aim. V'chein b'kan b'baskol she'skiru bas v'leiben mukhachaya. L'fi sh'akoyl hazeh ha'magil ozna shemeh u'nimshach mo'is ha'koyl she'kosuboy v'yim shemoy atish ha'koyl Hashem alakecha. V'chein oid v'yishn sh'akoyl mida b'eilo. V'akoyl hazeh nishma yikorei bas l'fi nimshach mo'is ha'koyl. A koyl that is sort of the koil HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke in Sinai, and then there are kolos that echo off that koil. V'zeh loshon baskol, that's what's called a baskol, because it sort of is an echo of that. V'oid l'tam acha nimra tzutzuch olay v'baskol, koi akol yorid l'ozna shemea, kimidas ha-kisei, shurocha v'lamala kotzol mata, g'chein d'mus kisei ha-kovid. V'chein it suras ha-eish ol mal erchava, Lemalok tzar lemato, v'zel loshem baskol she'akol yoytzi kimidas ha'kisei. So baskol means it's the product of something else, which means it's become funneled and shaped
and greatly miniaturized coming down to us. So the word bas in this sense means it's a tolod of it. It's not the thing itself. So Baskol was the first midah, meaning it was our sense, it was shirayim of that which was. Hamadrega sheni is urim betumim. Shem shemus akdeishim shem moirim etzem aspaklari sheni meira, asher mitoich esnava nivim kulam. So the shemus akodesh are all, they're not quite aspaklari meira, it's not Torah, but it shines into our world. Urim is a gematria of the main Shemus, who shekos v'itan l'choishen so urim v'satumim, or v'shestar v'shleah milas as urim, as tira or noisa, v'noisa lo echod l'hoid al yichudoi, k'animras v'dalet shel echod. So he's going on the gematrias here, that the word urim, if you put it together, there's another or, and al kapanim, it's something which is a ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's characterized by not being a clear ha'ara. Hamadrega Shlishis is Ruach HaKadosh, V'yamida Asiris Midas HaNavi. It's the lowest Madrega of Nevuah. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu Pasuk V'nishmarta, V'inyi Ruach HaKadosh Hu Shimotze Odom Ba'atzmoy Lev Rochav. He's done with the fifth Dvarim Nifloim, V'yagid Asidus, V'yispatu G'shoyis of Klau. So he gives a fascinating explanation of what Ruach HaKodesh is. Ruach HaKodesh is, the person does not have a sense that there's somebody talking, communicating to him, telling him what to do, what to say, and so on and so forth. But the person finds that he says things and tells people things, and he's right. And things on his skyim in ways that he really, you know, it's sort of, it wasn't a conscious process, but somehow he has the right words to say at the right place, the right time, and so on. And that's Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting in his mouth.
Like Bilam?
What? Like Bilam. It's sort of a sense of something. I know that I'm performing, and I'm saying, but it can't possibly be me who's the who it's I don't have that level of knowledge, understanding, and ability to be miyayetz, and yet things are sort of coming out. And in a sense, this was the popular, you know, by Chassidim when they spoke about Ruach HaKodesh, what it meant was, let's say over from Chaim Briske, again, these stories, I don't know, true, not true, but this story is definitely a very insightful story. There were a group of Hasidim that once came to, they heard about Reb Chaim Briske as the Litvish Gadol. They wanted to test his Ruach HaKodesh. So they came to him, and Reb Chaim was known for his HaKodesh, and they told him to come in, and they'd sit down, and his Rebbetzin wasn't there, whatever, so he went to look for cups to serve them water, tea, whatever, and Reb Chaim was fumbling around trying to look for it. And they like, one of them made to remark the other, if he can't find the cups and the glasses in his house, like, I can't imagine if he has Ruach HaKodesh or something like that. Like if he doesn't know what's doing in his house, how does he know what's doing, you know, somewhere else? So Chaim overheard it, and he chapped very quickly, and he told them, Ruach HaKodesh is not a pair of glasses that you pull them out of your pocket when you need them and put them on. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to your attention what needs to be brought to your attention. It's a passive power, not an active. You can't summon Ruach HaKodesh. That was the point basically I was making. Okay, finally, Amadrega Arvias Nevuah, Vusheyaged Asidus Bibitl Kol HaGashoysov, he loses complete sense of self, Yishoy Mufshev Nachoymeh. He loses touch with his own physical body and goes off to an extraordinary understanding of just pure HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was Yira Oir HaBoya B'maris of Yannis Machalei Mahakit in the Hayach B'kan Christ Kati calls it Baruch HaBaseif HaKadosh Nishpat. Now, a general sense of these Madregas is they go from the closer home it is to us, the further away it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and vice versa. So a Navi who has the closest sense of being by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is makes him lose any sense of physical self, and that's why his body sort of gets out of control, and he loses complete touch with his body. That is nevuah, because it's a very high dagger going up. A baskel, on the other hand, is a vague echo of something that was, and in which case we sort of it's something which is in our world, but it's very, very, it lost a lot of its power of Lamala. That's what he says. It's like the kisei that sort of narrows it down and focuses down into our world, Musagim. So these Madregas go from being the most, I guess we'll call it user-friendly in this world, to the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in inverse direction. Omno. Das am Wanzan ba Omro ki Madrega Madregas Ruch HaKadosh. Ruch HaKadosh Gdula Mikula. He says Ruch HaKadosh is the greatest Madrega. Veseda mal se daitim l'mal matal kachem. Ruch HaKadosh nevuah. Urim betumim baskol. Ruch HaKodesh hi chachma shi ruach nimshach min HaKodesh umkor elyeh. V'chein k'siv v'yimalis im ruach lakim b'chachma. V'chein timtza v'seifi yitzira. Acheres ruach lakim chayim b'och v'ar shmoy shachay alom yukor lakim ruach v'dibur v'zeh ruach HaKodesh. Kor ha-chachma ruach lakim chayim. V'mon ha-rishoyin l'inin ha-saga. V'omish ruach HaKodesh. Nivuah z'yisoyde min Hashem ha-myuchad. And so on. Nimtza Soymi Ruach HaKadosh is Chochma Zemala Nevuah. Nevuah is the Mala from Orim Tumim, Orim Tumim Mala Baskol, Vasa Achayim Mata Kulam. Lekach Ein Mashkichim Bebaskol Lista Diver Nevuah. Oma Ashan Akurin HaNevuah Ruach HaKadosh Lefishu Mekor Seichel HaMailas Meshtal Shais Mimena. So, Nevuah can be called Ruach HaKadosh because according to this scheme, it's something which everything flows from it. So you have the Machlekes from Ramban Avichai deal specifically with Nevuah Ruach HaKadosh, which is bigger and so on. We don't find the mention of Ruach HaKadosh in Tanakh. It's not something that's spoken about at all. And the reason is because even according to Rabbi Avichai, what's a low Madrega, it's not mentioned. But according to the Ramban, it's a higher Madrega. The reason it's not mentioned is because it's a madrega that it doesn't communicate itself down to the people. The nevuah that's mentioned in Tanakh is not the personal spiritual accomplishments. It is the communication to the people around. And since Ruach HaKadosh is something that, according to this pshat, was beyond nevuah, so there's no point of it. Just like Tanakh doesn't go into any mysterious Kabbalah, anything that personal in that way, it just tells me, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, same thing here also. Okay, let's see the next Rabbeinu Bechaya in a very, very different topic. It says, Barzel Nechoshes Min Alecha, steel, iron, and copper are Min Alecha, Uchiyamecha Dov Echa. The word Dov Echa here is very unclear. Kiyamecha means as your days, so too is Dov Echa. Das Unkele Shamila Fuchi, the Kamoy Da'ava. He teaches the word Dov Echa as if it would be Da'ava, which means suffering. Miloshin Da'ava Nefesh. So he's Metargim, Ukiyome Olimtok, Ukiyamecha, like your young years, Tokfach, Oma Ukiyamecha, Mebachus, Kihain, the Kurd Yomim, the Ruin of Hashem's Yom. He's saying basically your old age should be like your young age.
והם השונות שהם עולם מיוחפת. על כפשוטה שמיקר פירש ממך דבך, וכל ימך תעץ חזב עשה שמן. ויהיה מלושן תגרם של זב דויד. So the word dov echa, he says, means flow. And the truth is that's a very Aramaic term because the Dalet and the Zion in Aramaic are in Hebrew are interchangeable. For instance, Zohav is Dahava. That's the translation of Zohav in Aramaic. Because the Zion and the Dalet are Mischalif. Here also it's the Aramaic. Dovech is Aramaic. But what's Aramaic doing the Torah? So the Chai says, "Chaim harbel shans b'tarshim targum, k'mo yigar sadusa shut tirgum galed." The chaim va'asam rivers. The word v'asam means to come. When v'im asam v'yikam lailam tovayim v'yim. V'im v'ksuvim k'asam ki asisa mishpati v'dini. The chaim oid hina v'shmayim adi v'sahadi v'meraimim. At some of afikin choches gom of kimatol barzel af arsein ranana. So the word Arasas is mita in Targum. But mila klula mishtel shayin is el loshan kodesh, loshan Targum. So Arsenum is a hybrid between Aramaic and loshan Targum and loshan kodesh. V'chein timtsa chibur ha-talmud ha-makodesh. Gemara, yishvashel shaseilu. It's a mixture of Hebrew and Targum. Shrevinar v'ashi ochzu derechatar shayin v'sinai. They did it consciously because that's why Torah was given in Sinai. לפי דייתי ששדוב הזה שירש כשם מאוד נמיוחד בשמוי של לשון הקודש וכנגד שם אשר שלו תרגום ותתרת בין אשר לאחר ביר. So Rav Chaya says, this idea of an intertwining of לשון הקודש לשון תרגום, I find it in the most pneumistic Indian. For instance, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hebrew. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is a Hebrew word. It says, Ki Shmi Bekirbo, my name is within him. So Chazal say that that's Metatron. Metatron is the Malach, the highest Malach is called Metatron. And it's almost as if he's the conduit for the Ashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Metatron is Aramaic. So you have the Hebrew, so to speak, ensconced in that way. So the relationship with Hebrew and Aramaic is a relationship that's very organic, and the Torah, by having it occasional places we have Aramaic, it's understood that it's an appropriate mixture, and that's why Chazal used that for Lashon HaGemara, which is really a real taruvus of it. It's fascinating that the Rambam, in his Rakdam to his Pirush, says that he's going to use the Hebrew that he's going to use, the Lashon he's going to use is Lashon HaMishnah. It wasn't a biblical Hebrew, obviously. A biblical Hebrew doesn't have enough words to cover halachas. But it wasn't Gemara. Gemara is a mixture of Aramaic and Hebrew, and that's not what he wanted. He wanted Lashon HaMishnah, like the Brei Nachkadosh. Okay, let's see the next one. Ma'oina lekei kedem, umitachas reis oilo. By the way, just to point out something. This is also a reason why people insist on doing Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum literally with Unkelis. If the tachlis of it is just to learn the parsha, most of us probably know less by learning Targum than it would be much better for the English translation. But obviously, Bichel does Targum because there's Kedush in it. There's a special Kedush in it that it's meant to be of the same Lashon as Lashon tradition. You know, it has its inyanim. Okay, it says Me'oina Lekei Kerem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the God of yore, so to speak. So the Rambam says, Hakadmus, one of the principles of faith is to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternally prime. In other words, he was always he was the most first of all being. Vunamin, kizeh echad ha'omo hu kadmin behechlet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most prime of all beings. The chol nimtza, zulasi, bilti kadmin be'erkalo. Nothing else is prime in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Raya is a HaKadosh Rabbis. By Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Mer Lama Shanema, Ma'ina Lekei Kedem. Calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kei Kedem is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this
I'll take care of. You have some more time? Okay, so no. Okay. One more. The name, the Indian of Mokom, says it goes proper. But Omnom, the Brace, this is in a Barbanel. The Brace is Rabbi Doshu, Moinel K. Ketem, Al Kel Yisbara. So he's, the Barbanel is speaking about the word Ma'on. What does the word Ma'on mean, dwelling? He says, Omru, Hu Moin Oilamai, he is a dwelling for the world. The Ein Oilamai Ma'onai, and the world is not a dwelling place for him. Hasus Tov Alaroche Virach Tov Asus. The horse is subordinate to the rider and not the rider to the horse. Royal Das Makir Mamazah, what do they mean? V'oyme, Shem Zal Ro Beteva Mokom Skulos. In the concept of Mokom, Chazal saw various important aspects. V'achas, Shadov Yinuach B'mkom Atibik Shiyavo. Things are at rest where they find their place. V'yisino Aya Elok Shepard Vimeno. But they move towards it when they leave it. V'sham Mokom Hu Makif V'amakim V'kreman Hu Shavalo V'nivlo Vimeno. The place includes everything and yet is distinct from it. Bishamokom hamavdilo hamala vamata. And in place you have up and down as primary axes. Of Moshe's burgers of Chachmas Atibis. Valderach ha-hemshol hetiku kol zeh v'shem Yisraelet. All of these properties were meant to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they speak about him as Mekom HaShalom. To a Mokom HaMashim Oysan. First of all, it's the place that gives us our completeness. We are Seinu Bo, Hayinu B'mnuch V'Shleimus, L'Seth HaSem HaFafa. And when we're there, that's when we reach that's when we come to rest. I found the place that I was going to. This is my place. This is where I belong. This is, so M'nuch is associated with a Mokom. And the truth is, that's on every level. A person comes to a place, to a school, to a yeshiva, to a workplace. He's restless, and he'll say, I didn't find my place yet. This is not my place. So the person will start looking for another place. And vice versa, the person found his place. He found his place. And when we leave it, the human mind wants to return to it. Unless something stops me, I try to return to my home. Surrounds us. He surrounds us totally, where nothing that we do is beyond him. Even though it includes all that's in it, it is not of that which is in it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad shamitzius yo'om alav al zelosu v'shitav Hashem, k'mo yishu b'mokim atzah ma'ala v'amata, same thing with Mala Mata. When something is in a place, the basic distinctions you draw between things that are on top and the bottom. And just like David Melch says, if I go up in heaven, there you are. If I go down to the depths, you're there as well. So all of these aspects of Mokom, all the properties of Mokom that we identify physically, they fit a conspiracy to the world remarkably, and therefore we appropriately call a conspiracy Mokom.